fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is Firearms Monday on Monday, the 28th day of November. The prep tip today is to get new batteries for your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Don't just test them. Just get new batteries. You'll be very glad you did. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Telephone is 417-718-2597. Sam will be taking calls to sign up for a class. Otherwise, call after Wednesday afternoon. And what would the firearms tip of the week please be, sir?
Well, my firearms tip of the week, this might surprise some people, is for all the AK owners in America. If you own a Kalashnikov, AK-47, semi-auto, Hyperfire now has 3 triggers in stock and available. One is $75, the Mark 1, the Mark 2 is $75, and the Mark 3, which is a fantastic trigger, is $95. They are in stock and available. You can order them at hyperfire.com. The Mark 3 trigger gives you a pull weight, single stage, very crisp pull weight, and a very quick reset pull weight of 2 pounds. This is a game changer for the AK-47.
All right. Well, I hope people will make note of that and act accordingly.
Yeah, this thing is absolutely fantastic. You can get the nickel boron coated AK trigger for $95. Have a very crisp 2 pound, 2.25 pound trigger pull, depending on the springs that you pick. And it is unbelievable improvement for your AK weapon system.
All right. All right. I know a lot of guys in Vietnam would trade off their M16s for a Kalashnikov if they could get their hands on them, or as I did, M1 carbine instead of an M16. But that's good to know that's available. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think we ought to talk about what's going on in the media here. We haven't talked other than elections. Has anyone noticed that even Fox News and supposedly conservative media outlets are all disparaging Donald Trump and they're all pumping Ron DeSantis?
I've seen some of that, yes.
Do you think that's a coincidence?
Probably not.
It is not. Okay. Ron DeSantis has taken money from the most rhino of rhino sources. It is very concerning, deeply concerning. We don't need Ron DeSantis for president. I love Ron. He's a great guy. He's a practical guy. He's a smart guy. He's too young to be president. He doesn't have the experience he needs. And Ron DeSantis will not clean house at the FBI and DOJ. And that's actually what needs to be done. Trump, as a matter of survival, will have to clean house at the DOJ and the FBI. So, you know, hopefully Trump learned his lesson the first time around. But the bottom line is, I don't think you can trust Ron DeSantis to clean up Washington, D.C. And if we don't fix our elections, none of this is going to matter anyway. Because they're going to cram their social credit score system and their digital currency system down your throats. And they will have control at a level that the average human will not believe. They will be able to manipulate society any way they want to. And it is time to stand up. You know, I'm not a big fan of Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent. He's on Fox News. He has his own show, his own podcast. He's an interesting guy. I think he's a good guy. But I'm not a huge fan of his. He put something out the other day that I thought was quite valid and pertinent to the situation. He showed a video of this guy, probably had a little bit too much to drink. He was at a public event. He took his shirt off, walked down this grassy hill, and just started dancing. And everybody looked at him like he was crazy. Well, he just kept dancing, having a big old time. Pretty soon, another guy walked down the hill, and he started dancing with him, and they were celebrating together. And when that second guy went and stood with this guy and danced with him, a whole crowd of people flooded down the hill, and they all danced together and had a big time. Now, Bongino's point in showing that video was very simple. You need to be the second person to stand up and dance. Now, he wasn't Mangino wasn't talking about dancing.
Right.
He was talking about somebody sooner or later is going to stand against these criminals. And when they do, you better be the second person to stand with them. You better back their play. Don't leave them to fight the monster by themselves. And I think it's an interesting reflection for any American male who claims to be in support of freedom. The question is, are you going to be the second person to stand up? Because that's the important guy. Because the crowd won't follow unless multiple people stand. If one person stands, we have another Tiananmen Square situation. But if everybody stands, if everybody's willing to be that second person to stand, you take our country back.
I like that. I like that a lot. Absolutely. Well, Bongino's been doing a good job for a number of years. I watch his work when I can. He successfully fought cancer and came back from that. And I think he does overall, does a pretty good job.
John, let's talk a minute. We were talking about the moon.
Yes, sir.
And in the interest of scientific correctness, I want to give you some stats, okay?
Yes.
So
yes.
The moon is over 1,000 miles across, right? It's huge. And if you actually calculate the diameter of the moon in feet, you're over 5 million feet, right? Across.
Okay.
Now, the average telescope that a human can buy that isn't rich, you know, is around a 16-inch mirrored telescope that'll resolve about 0.33 arc seconds. But our really good observatory scopes can resolve about 0.1 of an arc second. So if you want to know how big an angle 0.1 of an arc second is, take 1 degree, which is a narrow angle, divide that by 60, now you get minutes. Divide a minute by 60, now you get seconds. An arc second is 1/3600th of 1 degree. That's how narrow that angle is. And then a good telescope can resolve about 0.3 of that. Now, these observatory telescopes, some of them can resolve 0.1 arc seconds. Okay? So if you took the most powerful earthly telescope and you shined it at the moon is about 33 minutes across. Okay? So that's a little over 2,000 arc seconds. So you divide that 5 million feet by 2,000 arc seconds, and you get a really interesting number. Let's see, 5, 6, 8, 9, 5, 1, 7 divided by 2,000. And so if you could resolve 1 arc second, which a refracting telescope can typically do, a good one, 1 arc second on the moon is 2,844 feet. Now, if you multiply that by 0.1, you get to what our great observatory telescopes can do. 0.1 of an arc second. So in other words, the smallest thing it can resolve is approximately 2,845 feet across the moon. So thus the challenge of seeing equipment that's maybe 15 feet in diameter on the moon from an Earth-based telescope.
Yeah,
it's right. It's from a science standpoint, it's a challenge. Now,
well,
could the James Webb telescope do better than that? Yes, it could, but I don't think we're going to be pointing the James Webb telescope at the moon landing. I think that would be bad for certain organizations in the United States.
How about the Hubble Space Telescope?
Well, the Hubble's not as powerful as the James Webb.
James is more powerful? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it's putting pictures back of deep space. It's doing a great job. I think it photographs some galaxies that were 13.2 billion light years away just the other day. It did some really cool deep space stuff on some really far away faint objects. But the interesting part about the cosmos is the stars are expanding, the universe is expanding, and we have a horizon that we can see, and it's right around 13.4 billion light years. So when we get to 13.4 billion light years away, space goes dark. And the reason is because the cosmos is expanding at a rate that when you get that many light years between you and a target, light can't reach the Earth. So we don't know what's out there. We only know what we can see, and the limit of what we can see is a radius of approximately 13.4 billion light years away.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Who controls the James Webb Observatory in space?
I would think NASA. That's okay. NASA's call.
Oh, okay, gotcha. It seems like and how long has it been making these observations? How many years?
Well, James Webb has been running photographs now for a few months. That's a fairly recent deal.
Oh, pretty recent.
You know, Hubble's been up for years, but the Webb is an improvement over the Hubble design. Yeah, I don't know if you know this, John, but the guy that invented the Hubble telescope was a guy named Hubble.
Right.
And he is from Marshfield, Missouri, not 20 miles from where I sit.
Yeah,
as we speak.
There's a sign on Interstate 44 commemorating that. Interesting.
He's a Missouri country boy.
Let's take our next caller. We've got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman. Sherman, you're on the air.
Hi. There it is. Good morning, gentlemen. At justthenews.com this morning, justthenews.com, excuse me, The headline is Capitol Police, FBI uncover new potential deadly risk to female officers from body armor. The problem is a deadly ricochet called skip effect from the upper chest breast angle deflecting up to the neck area of the jugular notch in the neck. The NIH and Homeland Security and National Institute of Justice have worked on this in the past to overcome unisex body armor. Any ideas, Sam, for a remedy instead of waiting on a government solution?
Yeah, well, here's the problem. When you wear steel plates, two things are can potentially happen depending on the impact velocity and the construction of the bullet. One is that the bullet can hit the steel plate and fragment. And those bullet fragments go down towards your crotch and up towards your neck. Okay, so this is an issue, right? Which is one of the reasons I don't ever recommend steel body armor. We like body armor that encapsulates the bullet. In other words, when the bullet hits, it doesn't fragment. It goes into the body armor and becomes captured. Okay, so now if you're talking soft body armor can only stop handguns. Okay, can you skip a bullet off soft body armor? I've never seen it happen. I've never seen anyone talk about it happening. Now, as soon as you go to armor that's capable of stopping rifle ammunition, now you're into the realm of hard plates. Okay? And the problem is, if the projectile does not penetrate the body armor, it can skip or it can fragment, and it's going to go into the neck area, and those fragments are going to hit your carotid artery or your jugular or, you've got problems. It can also fragment and go down into your femoral artery or your private parts. Okay? So let's just talk about body armor. Body armor is not all created equal. And you have to know a lot about body armor to make a good choice. And so we don't recommend that people just order body armor on the internet. You're better off calling someone like me who shot a lot of body armor, who sold a lot of body armor, who understands the different technologies that make up the variety of body armor that's on the market, and get advice from someone who actually knows what they're talking about. Because you can make some big mistakes. And you know, these steel plates, they're cheap. You can buy a steel plate for $60, $80, and I've got body armor. Well, not really. Because the steel plate, you got the fragmentation issue, you got the skip issue that this article talks about, and you've got another issue that nobody talks about, and that is that the impact transferred to your chest when you get hit with a rifle bullet and a steel plate on your body can stop your heart, even if the bullet never touches you. Just the impact can stop your heart. And if you don't have a combat medic there that knows how to restart your heart, you're going to die anyway, and the bullet never touched your skin. So there's a lot to know when it comes to body armor. And, the fit for females, you know, if you're a chick and your waist is bigger than your bust, what angle is that body armor going to sit on your body? Not good. You know, so... You know, there's a lot of nuances and little things that affect what a bullet does when it hits body armor, not the least of which is the angle of the body armor, the angle of approach of the bullet, and the position of the person's body that's wearing it relative to the angle of that body armor. I mean, there's a lot to know.
Well, thanks for the education, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Okay, Sherman. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We got a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
So Republicans will control the House and Trump is running for president again. Now what? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. What can we hope for from a Republican-controlled House of Representatives? Well, if history is an example, not much. Maybe instead of bills spending $2 trillion at a time, maybe they'll only spend $1.5 trillion. Government accounts for 57% of our nation's gross domestic product. That means that every taxpayer works from January 1st through July 27th just to feed our massive, bloated, overgrown government. If we wanted to get anywhere near a balanced budget, we would have to cut spending, all spending, by nearly 25%. The last time a president was elected to cut spending, Reagan was only able to cut the growth of spending. The Uniparty in D.C. has created an uncontrollable monster. It no longer matters whether Democrats or Republicans are in charge. The monster will continue to be fed with your money and your liberty. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time. Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. The sale on Liberty Rocket Heaters goes until midnight the 30th. 25% off. That's a savings of $726. A savings of $726 that ends at midnight the 30th on the Liberator Rocket Heater and the Pellet Hopper that goes with it. You can place your order right there at my website. I refund the sale price manually. My order takers can take your order at 800-592-9543. Or I'll do it myself after the show at 314-965-3007. Visiting with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website's freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. He'll answer the phone today if you're signing up for a class. Otherwise, you want to get in on a night vision thermal imaging group sale purchase. You can give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, our next caller is Tom in Utah. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John and Sam. Earlier, John, you reminded people to put batteries in their smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. Right. I know this is kind of a little bit left of your subject right now, but going back to that issue, in 2008, I identified a problem that is relative to that. And right now, with the weather turning cold and people requiring heat for their survival, I want to remind people that the detectors that you buy commercially will not sound or warn you of carbon monoxide loading in your environment until you reach 200 to 400 parts per million. That is four times to eight times the level that OSHA would evict you from a workspace, and especially if you're pregnant or an infant or toddler. They would evict you at 20 parts per million, and yet these alarms don't sound until you get to 200 to 400 parts. So I tell people, just be aware of the possibilities of you being exposed to carbon monoxide, just visually and, you know, intellectually, because you can't depend upon the alarms. So anyway, I have that information up on the website called Gassing America or Manufactured Madness. That should be that's relative to the families that live in manufactured mobile homes. And I know a lot of my Patriot fellows live in more economically feasible living out here in the West. And in the South, they end up living in manufactured mobile homes. And those homes were literally designed in 1974, I should say put in place in 1976, to subtly impede the health of the individuals in them. And that... That's all described in the work that I put together in Gassing America. So I just want to flag my fellow patriots. You know, if anybody living in a manufactured mobile home, get them to look at that website, but also read the data that I have on the detectors and realize the only way to be protected against carbon monoxide is for you to know the risk. That alarm is no good until you've reached 200 to 400 parts, and that's too dangerous of a level, especially for a pregnant woman or infants or toddlers or handicapped that are housebound. Anyway.
Okay, Tom, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Our next caller is James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning again. I just wanted to respond to your guest in the first hour, and I can recommend a good book to him. The title of the book is What Can We Know? An Introduction to the Theory of Knowledge by Louis P. Poyman, spelled P-O-J-M-A-N. He was a professor at West Point. And apparently West Point considers epistemology a serious thing to know because you have to assess information. And you can ask me the question, what's the capital of the United States? Okay, everybody knows it's Washington, D.C. If you ask me the question, if we attack the enemy tomorrow, will we win? Right? And the best I can give you, if I'm your exec, is, well, probably or 75% or 90% or 10%. So now we're in the realm of probabilities. So it's, you cannot know more than you think, see? To know, there's levels of knowledge. This is what epistemology is all about. Is, yeah, everybody knows. You look in the phone book or you look in the encyclopedia, okay, bingo, right? But the outcome of events that are interdependent, and they themselves are probabilistic, well, now you're dealing with another issue, so... I just thought I'd respond to him. I know he's not there, but he might be listening. So thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thanks for the call. Our next caller is Jay in California. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, gentlemen, and a big thank you to both of you. Your program is one of the best resources we have for confirming questionable information, and there is so much questionable information floating around.
Hold on, we'll wrap up your comments after the break here, Jay. Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there on my forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The documentary put together by Stu Peters titled Died Suddenly is at my website right there, the top of my homepage, Died Suddenly. It's a must-watch. It's really a must-watch. Very hard-hitting documentary. Well done. The sale on Liberator rocket heaters goes until midnight Wednesday. $726 discount. This is the first sale we've had a 25% discount on the Liberator rocket heater, the pellet hoppers that go with it. You can place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line. They won't have a clue about the sale. Just place your order. I refund the sale price manually. That's 800-592-9543. Or I'll take your call personally after the show's over at 314-965-3007. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net, where there's an excellent video to tell you how to properly clean your rifle. You may think you know, but until you watch this video, you really don't. The telephone will be answered today if you want to sign up for a class. We're running out of time there. Or just call Wednesday if you want to become part of a group order of thermal imaging. That phone is 417-718-2597. And Jay from California, let's continue with your comments, sir.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. You two are just solid gold. Your program is one of the best resources we have for verifying questionable information, and there is so much questionable information. With that said, I had heard that the city of San Francisco is now actively employing robotic police dogs, which will be armed and which will be programmed to have the green light to use lethal force in certain situations. Now, this falls into that category, questionable information, and I'm wondering if you happen to have any information that can confirm this.
I don't have any information that can confirm it. You know, they've been researching that, but there's a big difference between researching robots and actually deploying them in a city with civilians. You know, there's a lot of big agencies that have been looking at robots, and there's been a proposal, right? The police want gun-toting robots to patrol the streets. Of course, that's a huge problem. And, you know, New York had a deal a while ago for robots functioning, doing police work. And typically, the robot has a handler. You know, SWAT teams, we use robots. They're not dog-shaped robots typically, but we use robots with cameras on them to go in and deal with barricaded subjects, things like that. So is it okay to have a robot in police work? It's like anything else that's powerful. It has to be done very judiciously. Would I arm a robot and use it in a police environment? I absolutely would not. The police have difficulty managing their triggers in, you know, in a lot of situations when they're the ones, you know, with a gun. I sure the hell don't want them running robots with guns on them. I mean, but right. This is where we're going, and Boston Dynamics is at the forefront of all of this. They've been working with New York PD. They've been working with San Francisco and some other places. You know, they're trying to push this stuff. It's a bad deal, in my opinion.
Normal people would raise an eyebrow at the thought of an armed police robot dog patrolling their streets. However, the city of San Francisco apparently has descended into such a hellhole that the residents, they always create these conditions where people beg for the solution, right? Oh, yes, please turn your dog loose on our... one last question, Sam, I've always wanted to ask you. What is wrong with the idea of going down and purchasing a 3/100-inch stainless steel rod and then taking that to your friendly neighborhood machinist and having machine stainless steel bullets out of it? It's probably a dumb question, but... It kind of goes hand in hand with these robot dogs, you know?
There are companies that make what we call monolithic solids, where they'll take bearing bronze or brass or copper and they'll machine it into the shape of a bullet and make bullets out of it. Some of the ultra long range guys, what we now call ELR, extreme long range, everything's got to be extreme, I guess, now. But. The problem with stainless steel is it's too hard. Okay, you would never use a stainless steel bullet because when the bullet goes into the barrel, the lands have to engrave the bullet so that has a connection with it to make it spin.
Right,
and so, you know, where stainless steel ball bearings would be a great thing for a homemade claymore, they'd be a lousy thing to run through a barrel.
Yes. Yes.
But now copper or bronze, you could certainly, if you had a real soft copper or real soft bronze, you could certainly make that happen, and people do all the time.
Okay. One last quick question. It's more of an observation. If the people who are running these robotic weapons and dogs and armed dogs and stuff, it can be counted on, I think, for them to program into these things the names and locations of people who would be considered a threat to the establishment. That means you and me. And it's so it looks to me like we're really on the road where we're going to be confronted not with some foreign troops in blue helmets, but stinking robots, right?
Yep. And you that's got that where, right.
That's where my stainless steel bullet idea came up, and I think we should really start thinking about that, because they can plate these things with some armor, but they're going to have to be recharged like an electric car, so they're not going to be able to pack a ton of armor on there. So I'm visualizing a stainless steel bullet going through that armor into the electronics of these stinking robots that are going to sick on us, and good night, robot, on to the next one.
Well, if you want to understand where we are now with policing, our police departments have drones that fly up above. Google something called Dragonfish and read about the capabilities of the Dragonfish drone. That's a very common drone that's popular. There's very similar drones out there to the Dragonfish of different manufacturers. But we already have drones and robots. Typically, it's our SWAT teams or our drug interdiction teams that have them. We already have I don't know of any department that's deploying the dog-type robots. I'm not sure, how big an advantage that is. But here's the thing. As American citizens, we have to draw the line on weaponizing drones and robots.
Yep.
There needs to be a national outcry. Is it okay for a SWAT team or a drug interdiction team to have a drone or a robot when they're trying to bring down somebody that's pumping fentanyl into our kids? Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a really good thing to have. It's an appropriate use of the technology. What we don't want are armed drones and robots running around our streets dealing with people. One of the biggest problems with poorly trained officers is their inability to interface with human beings effectively.
Yeah,
robots are even worse at interfacing than bad cops.
Yes, yes, yes.
And what we want are good cops that know how to deal with people, and we want to only weaponize good cops that are properly trained. We sure the hell don't want to put weapons on these drones and robots. And there needs to be a national outcry to stop that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big 10-4 on that. One last thing. It's just so creepy to think that our future is actually starting to look a little bit like the Terminator. That creeps me out, man.
Well, it's not just the weapons that are the problem. When you start weaponizing drones, you start weaponizing robots, the very next step is artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Now you have an autonomous weaponized drone? Are we really that stupid? I sure hope not.
Hello, man. I'm just going to say thank you to both of you and let the next caller get on. Thank you for your response, sir. You guys are
okay.
Great.
Okay, Jay. I can't see the city council representing the city attorney representing any police department allowing armed robots to be used by any police department. The liability to me sounds off the charts crazy.
Well, it gets a lot worse, John, as soon as you bring AI into the equation. You bring artificial intelligence into the armed robot, armed drone world, and we got big problems. Absolutely. We got problems that may not be able to be solved.
Well, a GPS jammer may be the resolution, because all these robotic things use GPS to know where they are, how fast they're going, and what direction, and so forth. A GPS
well, let's just,
jammer.
Right, let's talk ahead. About let's talk about how we deal with technology, right? If technology is being used against you, so how does a sniper who's got limited body armor, how does he deal with a tank? Okay. Well, it's fairly simple. you shoot their optics, you shoot their antennas. So if you've got a sniper going up against a tank, you want to blind the tank. Okay, so you're going to shoot the devices that they use to aim their weapons with. And if you understand how that's done, then you understand basically there are critical elements on a robot or a drone or a large armored vehicle. There are vulnerabilities and weak points. You just have to know where to direct your energy to win the fight.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. You ready for our next caller?
Let's do it.
Okay. Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I just wanted to say something about the Constitution, because when you get into homeschooling kids, you got to look out for people sneaking in there to change the whole country, period. And I wanted to tell people you can get an app. It's called the U.S. Constitution. It stars on top and stripes, red stripes like a flag on the bottom. And it goes straight into it. You don't have to find it or look for it. And it's like it's on your cell phone, okay, if you have a smartphone. And what I'm worried about is here, convention of states, they're sneaking around and pushing. And if you want to see an argument about it all, you can go to Conservapedia and go to John Birch Society, because they've been fighting for the Constitution since I've known who they were. And there's arguments on there, and so it wouldn't hurt us to know, because I think they're secretly already providing a way to send delegates to a constitutional convention, and that's all that is very important, okay? It's Conservapedia. All right. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for the call, Pat. Yeah, a constitutional convention is a very dangerous thing, isn't it, Sam?
Not something I want to get involved with. I want to enforce the Constitution we have.
Right. Nothing broken or wrong with the Constitution we have. Not at all. It just needs to be enforced as it was written. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think we should talk about a little bit about what are the common mistakes that people are making as they're preparing for what's coming. I think last week we talked a little bit about water storage being indoors. If you have a bug-in strategy, you should also have a bug-out strategy. This stuff should all be pre-planned, pre-organized, ready to roll. If you have a bug-in strategy, you should also have water stored indoors. And people say, well, why does that matter? Well, if you're in a situation where your neighborhood is not the safest place in the world, and you have to go outside to start a generator, start a well, you know, pump by hand, do whatever for water, a guy like me will shoot you and then come in your house and take all your stuff. So when you're in a bug-in strategy in a violent, potentially violent situation, you want your windows covered, people can't see in, and you want to have water stored indoors. Now, how much water? You need 3 gallons per person per day for hydration, cooking, and hygiene, personal hygiene. That's the bare minimum, 3 gallons per person per day. So as you can see, if you haven't decided to store water indoors, you might be a little behind the curve at this point. 2 people living in a home for 30 days, that's what, 6 times 30? That's at least 180 gallons you're going to need to store indoors. My wife and I have a couple of 600-gallon tanks that we store indoors. And we rotate that water every 6 months to keep it fresh. We fill it through 2 filters, a 2-micron and a 0.1-micron filter in series. And then we put in a 600-gallon container about 5 ounces of bleach. And that container is covered so no light gets to it. And that water is very fresh 6 months later. We rotate it out. It's about $5 worth of water every 6 months. We rotate that out and keep it fresh. So stored water indoors is one thing that many people overlook. Storing bulk salt is another thing. We need salt to live. We need salt for our neurons to fire in our body. You've got to have salt. The other thing we need is you have to have the ability to see threats at night. You've got to have thermal. You've got to have at least one rifle with a good thermal sight on it. You also want that rifle to be the one that has a suppressor on it so it doesn't flash. Because in a firefight, muzzle flash will get you killed. At night, it's like a neon sign telling the enemy to shoot you next. So a good suppressed rifle with a thermal sight, absolutely critical. And we've got a break.
We do have a break. We'll wrap this up after the break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. We are back. Sam, you got about 2.5 minutes to summarize your thoughts for this week, sir.
Well, the country's on a cliff. We're at the precipice of losing everything. Our elections have been co-opted by crooked organizations and stunningly evil people. And people aren't standing up, particularly in Arizona. I mean, we have election fraud all over this country, and no one is standing up. We need to do what France did. We need to go back to paper ballots. That's how France mitigated their election fraud. get rid of the computerized machines, get rid of the computer ballot machines, get rid of the computerized counting machines, and let's go back to all interested parties visually verifying the vote by hand counting. We've let elections run for months before and after the election day. When I was a kid, we had elections, and we knew by the end of the evening, if not the next day, who the winners were. And now we have all this technology, and we can't settle an election in a month? It's utterly absurd. The reason the Democrats have pushed for early voting and late voting and this, that, it buys them more time to manipulate the election. We need to do the opposite. We need to have an election day, one day. If you can make it, go vote. If you can't, too bad. You're going to be ruled by people you never vote for. That's your penalty for not participating in the election. And we need some common sense brought to this. And people all over need to make a litmus test for any politician at any level. You must support paper ballots and low-tech, honest elections. Absolutely. If we don't go there, John, it's over. The Republic's gone.
I agree. Well, only a few short years ago, advocating paper ballots counted at the precinct with a self-carbonating copy was looked at as completely fringe, undesirable. But now it's taking on a life of its own, and we need to be advocating that, don't we, sir?
It has to be a litmus test for any politician elected. You know, and you know, I'm done with the people that want to make claims of, oh, you're fringe, you're radical, you're this, you're that. No, you're just a corrupt liar. Sit down and shut up. I'm done with your BS. It's time for American men to start acquitting themselves as men and put a stop to this thieving, evil garbage.
I agree absolutely. That's exactly what needs to happen. Well, Sam, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
John, thanks for having me. Hey, and if you've got a little spare cash, don't forget to donate to RBN. We've got to keep these honest voices alive, and RBN is one of the few out there. So, John, have a great week. Let freedom ring. Take care, brother.
Okay, thank you very much. All right. Tuesday morning roundtable. We're now, I believe we're going to have Dave Hodges as a regular guest. I'll be talking to Dave later today and verifying that. He's been a great addition to the Tuesday morning roundtable, and I'm looking forward to having Dave as a regular guest. The usual lineup this week, I believe Dr. Phil Myers might be with us also later in the week. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, my large, beautiful state of Missouri, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please bless the United States of America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.